Com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment, final half hour, I should say, of today's show here on this Monday, July 14th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Another MERS story. An attorney facing criminal charges in two counties claimed that the state's election director, Jonathan Brader, quote unquote, lied last week in court during his testimony in Hillsdale County, a claim that led the Oakland County judge to delay her criminal trial there. Attorney Stephanie Lambert told the Oakland County Circuit judge that if the elections director Jonathan Brader had testified before the Oakland County grand jury, who indicted her on felony charges, as he did today in her Hillsdale County case, I don't believe there'd be an indictment. The grand jury was misled, she said, not elaborating on which portion of Brader's testimony differed from the grand jury testimony, leading to Muskegon County Prosecutor D.J. Hilson, who was assigned to the Oakland County case, said he isn't involved in the Hillsdale County case and had no idea whether Brader lied or not. However, I highly doubt that, in fact, I can be 100% certain of that. Well, Judge Jeffrey Mattis said he was troubled by the accusation, as Brader is expected to be a key witness in the Oakland County case. So as a result, he adjourned Lambert's Monday trial to allow a transcript from the Hillsdale testimony to be produced as evidence, at which time he will review it, and has already gone ahead and scheduled a pretrial hearing for next month, August 13th. Meanwhile, Lambert's Hillsdale County case was adjourned to August the 11th through the 12th. After testimony was cut short today, last week, this is from over the weekend, so she could attend a hearing at the Oakland County case. Back in May of 2024, Attorney General Dana Nessel accused Lambert of transmitting data from a township's electronic poll book under the direction of the former Adams Township clerk, Stephanie Scott. Both Lambert and Scott are charged with using a computer to commit a crime and unauthorized access, leading to a conspiracy. They were arraigned back on May 13th last year, 2024. In the Oakland County case, a grand jury indicted Lambert and two others in August of 2023 on charges of unlawful possession of voting machines. That was done August 3rd of 2023. Now, Brader is coming and giving testimony that differs from what he said to the grand jury, which led to the charges being formed back 2 years ago. What? Did he forget what he said to the grand jury? Or what he said to the grand jury versus what he said in Oakland County case last week was a lie. Either in 23 or what he said last week. This guy can't remember which lie he told to who. And this is Jonathan Brader, folks, the director of elections in the state of Michigan, who works at the direction and at the pleasure of Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. You following the dots here? Basically, he's changing his testimony. One, to get her charged in front of a grand jury, which basically a grand jury will indict a ham sandwich. The ham sandwich does not get to present a defense. If you're in a grand jury situation, you don't get to put up a defense. You don't get to counter any of the things they tell the grand jury. So Brader basically went in there and ran his mouth. He said whatever he wanted to say to get her indicted. Then, charging Attorney General Dana Nessel to start an investigation and to bring charges against her. Now they're in the trial from those charges, and Brader is changing his tune. This guy is a snake and a flat-out liar. He is the guy in charge of our elections, overseeing them under Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who, by the way, evidence reports have been given to Pam Bondi in Washington, D.C. as to what Jocelyn Benson has done in the state of Michigan since she's been the Secretary of State. They want the Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, to start an investigation into Jocelyn Benson. Jonathan Brader's boss. Pat Kobach has already said that Brader flat out lied under oath when giving testimony about the Dominion voting machines. This is without a doubt, folks, going to be very, very interesting. Because if the judge, Jeffrey Mattis, gets a transcript of the Hillsdale County case, and it's different than what he testified in Oakland County, Brader could be in trouble. This is very, very interesting. This is almost like karma. You know why? Because Dana Nessel, choosing to bring charges against Stephanie Lambert, now that she's being able to put up a defense in an actual courtroom, well, guess what? It's all leading back to Brader and his lies. This is going to be very, very interesting. And here's the other question to it. Who told him to lie? Who told him to say the things that he said? Was it Jocelyn Benson? Current Secretary of State? This is very, very interesting. Dana Nessel did not want to charge this case. She chose a very liberal, progressive prosecuting attorney, this D.J. Hilson, Muskegon County prosecutor. He's a flat-out socialist, communist, progressive Democrat. And she hand-chose him to handle the case because she wanted to be able to recuse herself from the arguments in the courtroom. So she assigned it to him. Muskegon County was assigned to the Oakland County case. He's not even in Oakland County, but yet that's who she chose to be her prosecutor. So this is going to continue. We'll follow this story along. It looks like Hillsdale County case August the 11th through the 12th. The next day, August 13th, is a pretrial in the Oakland County case. Going to be very, very, very interesting where this goes. So we'll keep an eye on this story. We'll continue to follow it. Now, there are some ties from Michigan to this other case that I was mentioning. Friday was day two of a preliminary examination for both Lambert and Scott. We're going to talk about this case real quick. District Judge Megan Stiverson. Kurt Olson, a Washington, D.C. attorney who has a history of challenging election results, cross-examined Brader regarding letters he had sent to Scott, the clerk of Adams Township, instructing her to turn over the election tabulator or face criminal charges. The crux of Olson's argument centered on his conclusion that the rules the Bureau of Elections interpreted don't have the force of law behind them, because they did not and have not gone through the legislative process to become administrative rules for the Secretary of State. You see, what Benson's been doing, folks, she comes up with these rules, administrative rules. She tells clerks in this state how to run their elections. But they're not laws, nor are they rooted in our election laws. She makes up these administrative rules, tells the clerks, this is what you must do in running your elections, and they accept it as being laws when in fact they're not laws. They are rules she's made up. Well, the attorney Olson argued that the clerk, Township Clerk Scott's conduct was an attempt to preserve election data as prescribed by federal election law. And in fact, it was Brader and the Secretary of State Benson who broke the law. Folks, this is federal election laws he's talking about. Not state of Michigan election laws, Washington, D.C. federal election laws. This is going to be interesting. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of today. Very interesting dynamic on how the Attorney General's office technically brought the charges against Stephanie Lambert. Bureau of Elections, Jonathan Brader, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson didn't bring the charges. Well, of course they didn't bring the charges. That's not their job. However, what their job is was to testify, to provide information to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. After hearing what was said at the grand jury indictment, Nessel is the one that technically brought the charges. Well, the Assistant Attorney General, Richard Cunningham, objected several times to Olson's discussion, again arguing neither Brader nor the Secretary of State brought the criminal charges, the AG's office did. Several times, the judge, Stuyvesant, had to tell Olson to move on because he treated the same arguments during the four-hour cross-examination of Brader. That's how long he cross-examined Brader. Another case has to do with a local attorney that we know here in Petoskey, Daniel Hartman. Another case in Oakland County, representing Lambert, told Judge Mattis, Dan Hartman told Judge Mattis, that he had been relieved of his duty to represent Lambert, and he wanted the judge to grant his motion to step down. Hartman initially represented Lambert and Scott in the Hillsdale County case, but he stepped away in February this year. Hartman cited health and legal reasons for his dismissal. Today, he said he's been ineffective in getting the legal rulings to help his client, Lambert. In the court filing, Hartman said he had operated on basically 8 hours of sleep over a three-day period. He even slept through a phone call that he was supposed to have with his client, Lambert. When I spoke with Ms. Lambert at 8 a.m., my ears were ringing. I had a headache, a sore throat, and a temperature. I informed her that I needed more sleep, was going to take some medicine, and get back to her later that day. He said, when I awoke, my client had drafted the motion for me to withdraw. Mattis, who said the case was his oldest case, denied the request, but did not close the door to granting the request in the future. Board attorney Peter Ticton, a former schoolmate of President Donald Trump and a person who advocated for pardons on behalf of some of the January 6th defendants, is expected to replace Hartman if and when he's released as being Lambert's attorney. Ticton was not available to go to trial until after September, according to court filings. So, Hartman, he's been dealing with health issues for a long time. Basically, asked to be removed from the case, and this Florida attorney, personal former schoolmate of Donald Trump, is going to be her new attorney if the judge will allow him to become her attorney in September, after September, according to court records. So she's getting a new attorney, a personal friend and schoolmate of President Donald Trump, an attorney from Florida. Yeah, this is getting very, very interesting. And here's the question. Will the new attorney, Peter Ticton, will he want to revisit what Brader said to the grand jury, which caused the charges to begin way back in 2023? This is going to be very interesting, folks. So we'll continue to follow this story as well. A lot of this is going to come out actually here August 11th, 12th, and 13th. So I'm sure these stories will be revisited. We'll talk about them then when they come out. Want to end today's show with an upcoming event. Vicki and I will be attending. It's 2 weeks from this Wednesday. It's going to be July 30th down in McBain. It's going to be a good old-fashioned cowboy rodeo type Western barbecue. Wear your cowboy hats, your jeans, and your cowboy boots. Come join us. First Congressional District Republican Committee is hosting the event. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a good time. Live entertainment. It's going to be a blast. So if you'd like the flyer on this event, simply text me the number 1ST for First Congressional District, and I'll send you the flyer. You can call. You can absolutely, absolutely get your tickets online, or you can talk to the treasurer and talk about paying at the door. One of the things you have to understand, this is a fundraising event for the First Congressional District, who's going to be hosting the porch party on Mackinac Island in September for the State Republican Leadership Conference. That's it for today's show. Now back to 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi.